Hello, everybody. This is Mike Bailey, aka the Silver Fox, coming to you live from Western Colorado. Well, probably not live because you get this, it'd be recording. But tempted to do some podcasts. Been talking about this for a while. A lot of my friends know that. Said, hey, you know, give it a shot, you know. I will just be discussing, you know, just your average bullshit, you know, politics, etc., etc. Before we get started, though, I will always start my podcast by saying never, ever, ever forget Benghazi. Never forget. Those that are responsible for that should be hanging from the rafters of the White House. Not sure if the White House has rafters. Haven't been there. And if not, you know, the Brooklyn Bridge will do. Never forget. Stuff we're going to be covering today. More or less, I will label this podcast. The names have been changed to protect the guilty. And before that, though, before we actually get going, new little segment, a little bit information for those maybe that don't know everything, like me or you. This day in history, Brigham Young, July 24th, 1847, the Mormons settled Salt Lake's, more or less Salt Lake Valley, which is considered, I guess, but Salt Lake City now. 1998, today, Saving Private Ryan opens in theaters. That was a pretty good movie. 1901, on this day, O. Henry is released from prison. Those that do not know who O. Henry is, Google that shit. 2002, in Pennsylvania, 9 coal miners were trapped. And 3 days later, they were rescued. So that's today in history. We'll base it down, like, who I am, what I stand for, where I'm from. I'm 47 years old. I was born in Kansas. Unfortunately, lived in Indiana for 12 years. I did go to school in Missouri. I've been in Colorado 8 years, and this is where I will die. I will not leave this state. Unless it's on vacation, you know, shit happens. Maybe I'll die on vacation, but I'm not leaving this bitch. I believe that it's the best state in the union, not only for what it has to offer, but just, I mean, everywhere you go, it's just God's hand. It's just beautiful. I'm a father of 5 kids, 2 girls, 3 boys. I've been divorced for 3 years. Was married 17 years and probably should have been divorced probably, I don't know, 10 years ago. There's always 3 sides to every story. Or every story. I'm not blaming her. I'm not blaming myself. You know, just people are people. When I say the names have been changed to protect the guilty, you know, not only, like I said, don't ever forget Benghazi, but, you know, you look at videos and you look at stuff online and, you know, people can say, oh, especially what's going on lately, you know, with like police brutality and stuff. And like I said, I've been on this planet for 47 years. Police brutality has been going on a lot longer than a lot of people, you know, realize. And I think a lot, you know, maybe it's coming to the front because of, you know, everybody has a cell phone now and, you know, it's getting more local news and, you know, world news or whatever you want to call it. But it's funny to the point to where I'm not saying, you know, a criminal is a criminal and, you know, yeah, he should get his ass beat by the cops for running or get shot. I mean, the main thing is like, you know, people run from the police all the time, whatever their circumstances is or whatever. Nobody wants to go to jail. I mean, trust me on that. Whether your crime is big or small, You're innocent until proven guilty. But for the police, the way they've been acting, and I would say even lately, I mean, I think it's gone to the point to where, it's been excessive. Brutality has been there forever. And, don't give me this crap, because you're black and, the cops beat you up more than they do the white people. That's crap. I mean, the statistics are there where look it up yourself. But anyways, get to the point where, people getting shot from just running from the police, or people getting strangled or beaten up. Seeing it acts like, the police act like, they are frustrated and they are pissed off because, oh my God, I have to fucking actually chase somebody. Or, I mean, that's to me, that's what it gets to. And then, like, I guess they let the best of their anger or their aggression get to them. And a lot of them, they don't care if they're on camera. I mean, they'll beat your ass. And, they'll shoot you in the back. And what's weird is, like, out of these cases, you got a percentage rate of like 97, what is it, 97, 98% of where, the shooting, was justified. Or, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, we got sharpshooters in the military, we got snipers. And a lot of these guys, Matt, me, ex-military, whatever happened to shooting a dude in the leg, or shooting him in the arm? But you gotta shoot 37 rounds in them, to drop them. Come on. It's a little excessive. So, something else I'd like to discuss is like politics. I didn't vote, last time. I could care less. I don't think any president in America has helped me as an American or benefited me as American. It's what you do with your life. It's how you live your life to the fullest, whether right or wrong, you have to be the best that you can be, more or less. I think the only thing that pisses me off about politics is that, like, there's been politicians that have been, there for 20, 30 years. But then if you look at their, like, they have accomplished nothing. In those 20 to 30 years, they're still, a congressman or a congresswoman, or they're still in the Senate. And I'm like, how is that possible when the president only gets four? But yet you can have somebody in office absolutely doing absolutely nothing but getting rich, rich, rich. And I don't know. I think term limits on that should be like 6 years. You may be a congressman for fucking Idaho, you got 6 years. And you could be up for election, every 6 years. That way it gives you the chance between presidents, or if it's the same president or whatever, who gives a shit. But this lifelong, hey, I'm elected congressman, blah, blah. No, you're not gonna die in there. You've done nothing but make yourself rich, your family rich, and even look at these people's district, like whatever district they're in control of or have power over, you could per se, or they're supposed to be in charge of. There are shitholes, complete shitholes. So we'll eventually go over that sometime. Like I said, this is just like a formal, invite, just on discuss, stuff that could be discussed. And if you have any ideas that you would like me to discuss on these podcasts, so feel free to send me, an email or a text message, or hit me up on Facebook. That's the same thing with we talk about with the justice system, just corrupt, like no one's more full of shit than a cop, except for a person that plays a cop on TV. Talk about the Mexican border, and everybody want to bounce over here, and you always hear about, oh, it's so, and it's so, inhumane to hold people at the border, against their will, or, take them away from their kids and this and that. But the real issue is, like, I don't blame them people. It's, I don't know, it's kind of weird. Like, I don't blame them people for wanting to come over here and actually wanting to better themselves. But I think the real issue, and like the politicians are not really discussing, is like, what the fuck are the Mexican politicians doing? What is that country doing to better itself? You know, I mean, are they just having like a raffle every year on how many kids you can have to cross the border? You know, I mean, it's insane. And then what's even crazier is like all the Mexicans want to come up here, Guatemalans, Honduras, you know, different countries. What is wrong with those countries? Like, what can be fixed in those countries? But yet, us Americans, we love to go down to Mexico. You know what I'm saying? Like, we go down there for vacation, but yet, them fuckers want to get the fuck out of there. Weird. Doesn't make sense. I got some good friends I'd like to give a shout out to. Nick Fielding from Indiana. Haven't seen him in a while. Good guy. Known him for a long time. Chris Mann from Kansas. Good guy. Known him for a long time. Whole list of you guys. But let's go. Okay. We're back to shit. You know, just your basic facts, you know, on stuff, info, you know, that you might not know, you know, like just like Michael Jackson. Like, who knows if Michael Jackson was guilty? But you know, you ask anybody, like, okay, do you believe Michael Jackson was guilty? No, I do not believe he was guilty. Okay, would you let your kid sleep in his bed? Hell no. Okay, so then what does that mean? Anyways, so we get back to me. I like to, like, every segment, every podcast, to discuss, you know, something that happened in my life. Maybe you can learn from it, or maybe like, damn, that's some crazy shit, or whatever. But we will start off. I was born in 1971, Wichita, Kansas. I grew up in like the ghetto, you could per se, maybe not as big as other some other cities, but Wichita was still pretty decent size, you know, city in the 70s. It's when the aerospace, you know, boom started happening. But then the projects. I am the middle of seven kids. Got taken away from my mom when I was 3 years old because she couldn't have, you know, more or less she couldn't afford to take care of us. But not only that, you know, my dad took off and more or less, you know, that my mom couldn't even speak English. So when the social workers came, you know, here I am like 2, 3 years old, I couldn't speak English, you know, because my mom couldn't speak English. So, you know, she was speaking Italian. And, you know, I got my report later when I was older, but it even said in the report that they thought I was speaking in tongue. Well, these stupid ass social workers, I didn't know what the fuck they were doing. You know, like, oh, hey, let's put 1 and 1 equals 2. Okay, yeah, his mom's from Italy and he's been around his mom. Yeah, I think, yeah, he's speaking tongue. So, you know, bounced around, foster home, foster home, foster home. And I think that's the only thing that bothers me about that is like how our family was not close when we were younger because we didn't have that option. You'd think we'd be closer when we were older. And that's not the case. I mean, I got brothers and sisters. And it's probably a mutual thing. Like, it's not, I think a lot of us is just kind of inclusion, like, okay, it's kind of selfish. Or, you know, if that person doesn't get a hold of me, I'm not going to get a hold of them. That's what it's become, more or less, you know, is childish shit. So, you know, but to each his own. I mean, I hope all my brothers and sisters are doing good. I don't wish any bad on anybody, really, human being, you know, anybody. I want everybody to live a long, prosperous life. But, you know, that's hard to do. Especially when you have to deal with everyday bullshit. But, you know, and just like, I want you people to understand too that the government's not there for you. The government would never protect you, but they would protect themselves. I guarantee it. We get invaded by China tomorrow. Guess who's in a bunker? Not you. So it's things that you have to think about. And, you know, just everyday life, you know, whether you're a lawyer, a doctor, whether you work at Subway or, whatever you do, your life, whether you're a stay-at-home mom and you have beautiful kids to take care of, and you have the opportunity to to give them that time, and that for them to see you smile and be happy and to show them things. I mean, that right there is like priceless shit, and it's time that you can't make up for, saying down the road. And I think, especially, when I worked on cell towers, I enjoyed it to the point to where, I mean, I forgot that I had a home, at times. And not that I had kids, but like in a home itself, because my marriage was already going to shit, and I didn't really care. Yeah, I missed my kids because I was gone, but I thought doing what I was doing, supplying, paying for the bills or paying the bills and giving them, school supplies and clothes and food and nice vehicles, the dependable vehicles, because if you live in the mountains, you want to have dependable vehicles. But I lost so much. I missed birthdays and I missed, a lot. I mean, just to the point where, I don't know. I mean, I remember my oldest, he was so happy that he made the football team, but yet I couldn't be there, saying to watch his first game. And I think that he took that to heart, saying, because I think that he wanted me to feel just as proud as he was. So he quit. After the first time, he was like, fuck it. My dad's not gonna be there. My mom don't give a shit. And if opportunities were different, like if I didn't travel for a living, if I didn't work on South, of course I would have been there. And those that know me would know that I would die for my kids. I mean, I think that's how anybody should be. And that's another issue. It was like me growing up and being on this planet for 47 years, we used to know our neighbors. We used to talk to our neighbors. And if there was a weird motherfucker in the neighborhood, we knew it. But like now, I mean, you have these kids that are missing every day, and I mean, it's unreal to where why can't we just? I mean, I guarantee it. If it was like it was 30 years ago, where I'm not saying everybody knew everybody, but like, I don't know, it's just people are so afraid to talk to people. Like, hey, so and so, I seen him over at John's house. Well, why is he over at John's house? John's a, a 26-year-old man. This kid's 14 years old. I'd be damned if that was happening. I mean, I grew up around, you always heard like the neighborhood kids. There was no school, we weren't home. You didn't see us. Doesn't mean we were going around, fucking shit up, but we were just doing our own thing, riding bicycles. Yeah, maybe playing with fireworks, but not, I take that back. I did get in some trouble. I did blow up my neighbor's shed, but that's a different story. But no, we just knew each other. We had block parties, and even if like say my foster dad didn't get along with the dude four houses down, well, who gave a shit? During the block party, you worked everything out. Either you beat each other's asses or you didn't even talk to each other, and then it just continued and continued, and then maybe eventually, it boiled over to whatever, but it wasn't to the point where you did not know what was going on in your neighborhood. You knew everything, whether you were 10 years old or whether you were 30 years old. I think it's just weird that, I think a lot has to do with like everything being commercialized too. We lost the mom and pop shops where everybody went to go shopping, even with the clothes and the shoes and, with everything commercialized, it's just a, a big ass area that, instead of maybe, 400 people used to go to, now there's 40,000 people go to it. So, but I thought I'd leave this podcast kind of open. Really would love your ideas on, anything, any subjects, talk about. I'm only like 30 minutes long today, so that is my first one. I would like to talk about weed, though, and beer, of course. There's nothing wrong with weed, nothing at all, especially if it can be plainly used for medicine. I'm 100% for it. I also like to pass on some information. If you do have any money, you know, any money laying around, whether it's $100 or fucking 10,000, you have money in your 401k or whatever, roll it over or put it into a Ameritrade fund and start buying like right now. I mean, I'm like in the next week, 2 weeks. I mean, there's no time to hesitate. Start buying. Do a little research on penny stocks, on marijuana penny stocks, but buy them. Buy them now to whether or not, some of them aren't even like a penny. They're like a half a cent, a percentage of a cent, whatever. They're not even a full penny, but get them and buy them in bulk. Buy 3,000 shares, 2,500 shares, whatever. Because I believe when Canada, you know, everybody knows, well, if you don't know, Canada is legal now. And I think it goes into effect for them August 1st of this year. And also in the states, there is like 14 or 16 states that are going to vote to legalize recreational marijuana. When it gets to that point, I think our federal government is going to have to like say, okay, fuck it. You know, let's just give it over to the people. Let's see how it goes for a while, whatever. If you have those right stocks, I mean, even if, you know, you have 2,600 shares and you bought it for, you know, $100, and even if that stock goes to $15 a share, I mean, you're going to make some damn good money. And I believe, you know, it's like the next gold rush, you could say. You know, we had the gold rush in the late 1800s, early 1900s. You know, whenever we went to California or Colorado or Utah or whatever, I'm like, hey, there's gold. There's gold, 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 gold. Who knows? Like I said, and I would, like I said, if you have that money in the four, I mean, if you got 30 grand in your 401k, you'd be stupid not to, because that 30,000 in your 401k is probably going to make you, you know, probably about 60 million if you would do it right. But do your research. There were some that I was already late on. I mean, their stock was already pretty high, you know. So if you're going to start off slow, you know, $1,000, you just got to wing it, you know. But if you do have that money, do it. I mean, and you'll see within like 5 years, 6 years, there'll be a lot more people driving Corvettes, you know. So just a word of advice. Also, beer. I think everybody should have a beer day or a glass of wine a day. And there's been times, you know, I was an alcoholic, and I'll probably be an alcoholic the rest of my life. But that does not mean that I cannot control it myself. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's been months and months I don't even drink. Don't even drink at all. I won't even smoke a joint. But there's times that I have got hammered, but I've known that I've, you know, where I'm at, I'm responsible. You know, if I need Uber, I do Uber. I don't ever put myself in a position to where, you know, I'm not familiar with my surroundings, more or less what you could say. And I think that's what a lot of people need to do is like, well, it's, you know, they always say the bullshit commercial, drink responsible, drink responsible. Well, that's not responsible. It's like, drink your limit. I mean, if two beers fuck you up, then drink one, you know, or have a half a shot. You know, if you smoke a joint and you know you're blazed out and you're gonna pass on someone's couch and you're not gonna enjoy the rest of the evening, then maybe take one or two hits. You know, you don't have to overindulge yourself. You know, you don't have to be the, I don't know what you would even call it. You just, even like I said, control, control, control. Control yourself. Be aware of your surroundings and don't ever put other people in harm. So, but, and like I said before, I love Colorado, love to death. Don't want to leave this bitch. When I die, sprinkle my ashes somewhere. I don't even know. But I don't know. It's weird too, where you go to Denver and it's a fucking shithole, but yeah, you go in the mountains and it's beautiful as hell. So, out of respect, you know, all the mamas out there, they're taking care of their kids, teaching their kids new things every day. Nothing but respect. You cannot leave everything on the teacher, which I think we as Americans have gotten lazy lately. I think at least in like the last 20 years, It's like, oh, fuck it. You know. Hey, son, you don't have no homework? No, no homework today, Dad. Okay, funny, you haven't had homework in a month. Yeah, getting it done at school. Stuff like that happens. You know, don't be scared to call the school and say, hey, how is my son doing? How is my daughter doing? You know, get involved, you know, and find out. Because if they can manipulate you, they're going to keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. And, you know, like I said, I got 5 kids, and I'm not ashamed of any one of them. I'm proud as hell of every one of them. I just think that some have settled, you know, and that's fine because, but as a parent, you want the best, you know what I'm saying? And you always want the best, no matter if they join the military or go to college or just get a regular job. You know, you want the best. You want them to be safe. You want them to be knowledgeable to where, like, okay, hey, Joe's having a party down the street, you know, and you get there and everybody's doing meth. Well, then what does your kid do? Does he stay or does he leave? He gets the fuck out of there, you know? That kind of knowledge, you know, saying, and then the same thing, like, I'm like I said, I don't know, with me, it's a whole different situation. Growing up and seeing shit and being involved in shit, and, you know, it's hard for me to say, well, you know, I respect every cop, but it's a difference. I respect the law. I can say I respect the law in a certain sense. But when it comes to an actual cop, I think it's just that individual. And I'm not saying, oh, he or she had a bad day or whatever, but they've abused their power way beyond, you know, saying, and we'll get into that later too. You know, some of the shit that I've been with, have dealt with, have seen, you know, and like I said before, I'm just rambling, just trying to express myself, getting a feel for this. It'll be more structured, you know. I wouldn't even say structured, but more kind of laid out. You know, I'm not, what's his name? Fucking, damn, I can't remember his name. But anyways, Howard Stern. Yeah, not Howard Stern. I don't have the funds to have a radio show with strippers and cocaine everywhere, which would be nice. But you know, who knows? So, but that's it. I think I'm going to sign off from now. And like I said, you know, I will send you guys invites on this. And I don't know if I'm going to do one a week, one every 2 weeks, you know, one every day. I'm not sure. I think it just depends on the, you know, doing some research, doing some dialogue, actually talking about certain issues. I think people need to, you know, need to be addressed. And I think, like, same thing with the politics. I think people have just lost faith. You know, not only in politics, but even like the justice system itself, you know. And I don't see it. I don't see. Same thing with like with the church, you know. I mean, I was raised Catholic, or I was baptized, or wait, I'm sorry, let me rewind. I was raised Catholic, but I was baptized Baptist. But like, you know, I haven't been to church a long time. I do believe in a higher power or higher God, whatever you want to call it. I don't ever knock anybody's religion, but how can, you know, the church be so rich and yet the whole community be so poor? And you kind of see it in the areas where you live too, where you see the courthouse. The courthouse is, you know, brand new, you know, or well funded, or, you know, say, but yet the community around there looks like shit, you know. I don't know, it's a lot of, I don't know, lot of questions. So, if you have listened to this for the last 30 minutes, I thank you for your time. Keep your head up, and remember, you are not a taxpayer, you're not a civilian, you're an American. Peace out. Love you.
Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the rush. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
Hello, everybody. This is Mike Bailey, coming to you live from Western Colorado, aka the Silver Fox, raw and uncensored. Never forget Benghazi. Those are responsible should be hanging from the rafters of the White House. If there's no rafters from the White House, the Brooklyn Bridge will do. This day in history will start off with 1945. Japan surrenders to the United States, ending World War II. 1973, United States ending the secret bombing of Cambodia. The secret, I guess we were bombing Cambodia the whole time and it was a secret. 1987, Mark McGwire hits his 49th home run, setting the major league home run record for a rookie. That's kind of, well, that's good because he broke the home run record as a rookie and the overall home run record. 1997, Timothy McVeigh was sentenced to death for Oklahoma City bombing. Man, we pray all the time. I'd like to give a shout out to a couple of my friends. Sean Patton, Sean P. from Indiana. Love you, death. Miss you. Joe Long, great man. He was the only one that was there to help me when I got out of jail. Joey Weyerbacher. Great guy. Been there through thick and thin, missing the death too. Wish he'd just get off his ass and come visit me in Colorado. Sick boy. Yep. Label me as a sick boy. But, start the shit off by, if you see police brutality and think to yourself, man, I'm glad that's not me. Instead of, what can I do to step, you know, to stop this? Then that makes you the problem. To start off with what I've been doing with, you know, with my time lately. It's been kind of strange, but honestly, I've been helping building a castle. Yes, a castle. In Silverton, Colorado. And when I say building a castle, I mean, like, this is legit shit, like, a castle. The man that's been doing this, you know, his name is Steve. He's 63 years old. He's an engineer out of Denver. He's been building this castle for 5 years. And, you know, him being an engineer, you know, I mean, it's pretty, I'm pretty say it's a pretty solid bitch. Each stone is 300 to 350 pounds. And, you know, that's what I've been doing, you know, every three, 4 days out of the week, going down and helping him out of Silverton, Colorado. 11,000 feet above sea level, if you guys are not familiar with Colorado or, you know, mountain areas or whatever, their average snowfall is, I think, like 400 inches, something like that. Yeah, 400 inches of snow. But it's pretty, man, it's a lot. They were pretty low last year, so you can see, you know, driving up there and driving back. I think it was Ridgeway Lake. Man, that bitch was pretty low, like low. But I mean, it's a cool experience, you know. I mean, who can say, hey, I'm building a fucking castle in Colorado or anywhere? But anyways, speaking of Colorado, there's no vacancy here. I'm sorry. And maybe you see on the news where people have been posting on, you know, the signs that say, hey, welcome to, you know, Colorado. It says no vacancy. Well, it's true. I mean, the population has grown 12% since 2010. I mean, 12%. I mean, that is huge amount if you, you know your math. But, and the housing is like, I mean, it's completely doubled. You know, if you want a 3-bedroom apartment, 3-bedroom house, I mean, you're paying ungodly amount. And whether you own your house or not, I guarantee you, hey, I'm going to, you know, build this house in Colorado, or I'm going to, you know, buy this house in Colorado. Your payment's going to be outrageous. I guarantee it, anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000 a month. So please, you know, I mean, come visit us. We always want the tourism, you know, it's cool. Smoke your weed and get the fuck out, you know. Another matter, you know, those of you that have been living on a rock in the past, you know, 3 or 4 years, you know, the weed here is legal. We all know that. And, excuse me while I light this cigarette. But, so I'm going to give you a story where, you know, weed is legal, but in a sense, you know, there's guidelines. And, you know, the guidelines are more or less, you know, hey, I live in this house. I'm a Colorado resident. I'm allowed to grow 6 plants. If I'm over 21, and anybody that lives in that house that's over 21 can grow 6 plants. Well, this happened in a small mountain community in the mountains, of course, where the local police raided a house for one plant. One measly marijuana plant. One. And since they, you know, they couldn't really bust a guy or, you know, any charges were filed or whatever, you know, it's kind of weird because, you know, throughout the house, the owner, it's weird what he had, you know, what he did, but it's weird how the cops handle the situation. So if I break it down, you know, the owner of the house had installed cameras, like, throughout his house because he had, you know, a special needs child. And in the video, you can see the police ripping down the cameras off the walls. And I'm thinking to myself, why? Like, were they there, you know, what was it? Were they trying to hide something or, you know, oh, hey, we're, you know, we're wrong. Let's, you know, it was totally, I don't know. To me, it doesn't make any fucking sense if you watch the video because, you know, it's video. You're already on video. I mean, and, you know, once you know the story, to me, it's like, you know, hey, we're trying to cover this up. And yes, we're police. And, you know, hey, 98% of the time we get with a, you know, get away with murder, you know. I don't know. But like I said, I mean, it's too late. I mean, I don't know, to me, that's corruption at its finest. But, anyways, like I said, in some of these podcasts, I'll talk about, you know, some of my life experiences, what I've done, where I've been. 1996, I was part of my house in Mount Vernon, Indiana. Always used to have big house parties, always. and house parties, or house parties. But cocaine and whiskey was on the menu that night or that evening. And throughout the night, I thought everything was good and everything was okay, but I overdosed and lying on the floor, a woman named Megan Lowe, a girl named Megan Lowe, gave me mouth to mouth, and she brought me back to life. Days went by, and I remember thanking her, like over and over, for saving my life. But really, I think it saved her life, more than mine, if you understand what I'm saying. Meaning, it changed her life, for the better. And I don't know, I think overall, that's how it is. But last motherfucker breathing. Be as wise as old owl. One blunt. Y'all check out this bitch. See y'all at the crossroads. And remember, you're not a voter. You're not a citizen. You're not a taxpayer. You're not a consumer. You're an American. Peace out.
Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the rush. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
Hello, everybody. This is Mike Bailey coming to you live from Western Colorado, aka the Silver Fox, raw and uncensored. Never forget Benghazi. Those are responsible should be hanging from the rafters of the White House. If there's no rafters from the White House, the Brooklyn Bridge will do. This day in history will start off with 1945. Japan surrenders to the United States, ending World War II. 1973, United States ending the secret bombing of Cambodia. The secret, I guess we were bombing Cambodia the whole time, and it was a secret. 1987, Mark McGwire hits his 49th home run, setting the major league home run record for a rookie. That's good, because he broke the home run record as a rookie and the overall home run record. 1997, Timothy McVeigh was sentenced to death for Oklahoma City bombing. Man, we pray all the time. I'd like to give a shout out to a couple of my friends. Sean Patton, Sean P. from Indiana. Love you, death. Miss you. Joe Long, great man. He was the only one that was there to help me when I got out of jail. Joey Weyerbacher. Great guy. Been there through thick and thin, missing the death too. Wish he'd just get off his ass and come visit me in Colorado. Sick boy. Yep. Just label me as a sick boy. But start the shit off by if you see police brutality and think to yourself, man, I'm glad that's not me. Instead of what can I do to step, you know, to stop this, then that makes you the problem. To start off with what I've been doing with, you know, with my time lately. It's been kind of strange, but honestly, I've been helping building a castle. Yes, a castle. In Silverton, Colorado. And when I say building a castle, I mean, like, this is legit shit. Like, a castle. The man that's been doing this, you know, his name is Steve. He's 63 years old. He's an engineer out of Denver. He's been building this castle for 5 years. And, you know, him being an engineer, you know, I mean, it's pretty, I'm pretty say it's a pretty solid bitch. Each stone is 300 to 350 pounds. And, you know, that's what I've been doing, you know, every 4 days out of the week, going down and helping him out of Silverton, Colorado. 11,000 feet above sea level, if you guys are not familiar with Colorado or, you know, mountain areas or whatever, their average snowfall is, I think, like 400 inches, something like that. Yeah, 400 inches of snow. But it's pretty, man, that's a lot. They're pretty low last year, so you can see, you know, driving up there and driving back. I think it was Ridgeway Lake. Man, that bitch was pretty low, like low. But I mean, it's a cool experience, you know. I mean, who can say, hey, I'm building a fucking castle in Colorado or anywhere? But anyways, speaking of Colorado. There's no vacancy here. I'm sorry. And maybe you see it on the news where people have been posting on, you know, the signs that say, hey, welcome to, you know, Colorado. It says no vacancy. Well, it's true. I mean, the population has grown 12% since 2010. I mean, 12%. I mean, that is a huge amount if you, you know your math. But and the housing is like, I mean, it's completely doubled. You know, if you want a 3-bedroom apartment, 3-bedroom house, I mean, you're paying ungodly amount. And whether you own your house or not, I guarantee you, hey, I'm going to, you know, build this house in Colorado, or I'm going to, you know, buy this house in Colorado. Your payment's going to be outrageous. I guarantee it, anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000 a month. So please, you know, I mean, come visit us. We always want the tourism. You know, it's cool. Smoke your weed and get the fuck out. You know. Another matter, you know, those of you that have been living on a rock in the past, you know, 3 or 4 years, you know, the weed here is legal. We all know that. And Excuse me while I light this cigarette. But so I'm gonna give you a story where, weed is legal, but in a sense, there's guidelines. And the guidelines are more or less, hey, I live in this house, I'm a Colorado resident, I'm allowed to grow these plants. If I'm over 21, and anybody that lives in that house that's over 21 can grow six plants. Well, this happened in a small mountain community in the mountains, of course, where the local police raided a house for one plant, one measly marijuana plant. One. And since they, they couldn't really bust a guy or, any charges were filed or whatever, it's kind of weird because, throughout the house, the owner, it's weird what he had, what he did. But it's weird how the cops handle the situation. So if I break it down, the owner of the house had installed cameras, like throughout his house, because he had, a special needs child. And in the video, you can see the police ripping down the cameras off the walls. And I'm thinking to myself, why? Like, were they there? What was it that was trying to hide something, or oh, hey, we're wrong, let's be, it was totally, I don't know, to me it doesn't make any fucking sense if you watch the video, because it's video, you're already on video. I mean, and once you know the story, and to me it's like, hey, we're trying to cover this up, and yes, we're police, and hey, 98% of the time we get with a, get away with murder, I don't know. But like I said, I mean, it's too late. I mean, I don't know. To me, that's corruption at its finest. But, anyways, like I said, in some of these podcasts, I'll talk about, some of my life experiences, and what I've done, where I've been. 1996, I was part of my house in Mount Vernon, Indiana. Always used to have big house parties. Always. And house parties, or house parties. But cocaine and whiskey was on the menu that night, or that evening. And throughout the night, I thought everything was good and everything was okay, but I overdosed and lying on the floor, a woman named Megan Lowe, a girl named Megan Lowe, gave me mouth to mouth, and she brought me back to life. Days went by, and I remember thanking her, like over and over, like, for saving my life. But really, I think it saved her life, more than mine, if you understand what I'm saying. Meaning, it changed her life, for the better. And I don't know, I think, overall, that's how it is. But last motherfucker breathing, be as wise as old owl, one blunt, y'all check out this bitch, see y'all at the crossroads. And remember, you're not a voter. You're not a citizen. You're not a taxpayer. You're not a consumer. You're an American. Peace out.
Chopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild. Everybody anywhere seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-melted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest, I don't want you to riot, I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the rush. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being, God damn it, my life has value.
Hello everybody, this is Mike Bailey, coming to you live from Western Colorado, aka the Silver Fox, raw and uncensored. Never forget Benghazi. Those are responsible should be hanging from the rafters of the White House. If there's no rafters from the White House, the Brooklyn Bridge will do. This day in history will start off with 1945. Japan surrenders to the United States, ending World War II. 1973, United States ending the secret bombing of Cambodia. The secret, I guess we're bombing Cambodia the whole time, and it was a secret. 1987, Mark McGwire hits his 49th home run, setting the major league home run record for a rookie. That's good, because he broke the home run record as a rookie and the overall home run record. 1997, Timothy McVeigh was sentenced to death for Oklahoma City bombing. Man, we pray all the time. I'd like to give a shout out to a couple of my friends. Sean Patton, Sean P. from Indiana. Love you, death. Miss you. Joe Long, great man. He was the only one that was there to help me when I got out of jail. Joey Weyerbacher. Great guy. Been there through thick and thin. Miss him to death too. Wish he'd just get off his ass and come visit me in Colorado. Sick boy. Yep. Label me as a sick boy. But, start the shit off by, if you see police brutality and think to yourself, man, I'm glad that's not me. Instead of what can I do to step, you know, to stop this, then that makes you the problem. To start off with what I've been doing with my time lately. It's been kind of strange, but honestly, I've been helping building a castle. Yes, a castle. In Silverton, Colorado. And when I say building a castle, I mean, like, this is legit shit. Like, a castle. The man that's been doing this, you know, his name is Steve. He's 63 years old. He's an engineer out of Denver. He's been building this castle for 5 years. And, you know, him being an engineer, you know, I mean, it's pretty I'm pretty say it's a pretty solid bitch. Each stone is 300 to 350 pounds. And, that's what I've been doing, every 4 days out of the week, going down and helping him out of Silverton, Colorado. 11,000 feet above sea level, if you guys are not familiar with Colorado or, mountain areas or whatever. Their average snowfall is, I think, like 400 inches, something like that. Yeah, 400 inches of snow. But it's pretty, true, man, it's a lot. They were pretty low last year, so you can see, driving up there and driving back. I think it was Ridgeway Lake. Man, that bitch was pretty low, like low. But I mean, it's a cool experience, I mean, who can say, hey, I'm building a fucking castle in Colorado or anywhere? But anyways, speaking of Colorado, there's no vacancy here. I'm sorry. And maybe you see it on the news where people have been posting on, the signs that say, hey, welcome to, Colorado. It says no vacancy. Well, it's true. I mean, the population has grown 12% since 2010. I mean, 12%. I mean, that is huge amount if you know your math. And the housing is like, I mean, it's completely doubled. If you want a 3-bedroom apartment, 3-bedroom house, I mean, you're paying ungodly amount. And whether you own your house or not, I guarantee you, hey, I'm gonna, build this house in Colorado, or I'm gonna, buy this house in Colorado. Your payment's gonna be outrageous. I guarantee it, anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000 a month. So please, I mean, come visit us. We always want the tourism. It's cool. Smoke your weed and get the fuck out. Another matter, those of you that have been living on a rock in the past, 3 or 4 years, the weed here is legal. We all know that. And excuse me while I light this cigarette. But so I'm gonna give you a story where, weed is legal, but in a sense, there's guidelines. And the guidelines are more or less, hey, I live in this house, I'm a Colorado resident, I'm allowed to grow 6 plants. If I'm over 21, and anybody that lives in that house that's over 21 can grow 6 plants. Well, this happened in a small mountain community in the mountains, of course, where the local police raided a house for one plant, one measly marijuana plant. One. And since they, they couldn't really bust a guy or, any charges were filed or whatever, it's kind of weird because, throughout the house, the owner, it's not saying it's weird what he had, what he did, but it's weird how the cops handle the situation. So if I break it down, the owner of the house had installed cameras like throughout his house because he had, a special needs child. And in the video, you can see the police ripping down the cameras off the walls. And I'm thinking to myself, why? Like, were they there? What, I mean, what was it that were they trying to hide something? Or, oh, hey, we're wrong. That's ridiculous. It was totally, I don't know. To me, it doesn't make any fucking sense if you watch the video because, it's video. You're already on video. I mean, and, once you know the story, and to me, it's like, hey, we're trying to cover this up. And yes, we're police. And, hey, 98% of the time we get with a, get away with murder, I don't know. But like I said, I mean, it's too late. I mean, I don't know. To me, that's corruption at its finest. But, anyways, like I said, in some of these podcasts, I talk about, some of my life experiences, what I've done, where I've been, 1996. I was partying at my house in Mount Vernon, Indiana. Always used to have big house parties. Always. And house parties, or house parties. But cocaine and whiskey was on the menu that night or that evening. And throughout the night, I thought everything was good and everything was okay, but I overdosed and lying on the floor, a woman named Megan Lowe, a girl named Megan Lowe, gave me mouth to mouth, and she brought me back to life. Days went by, and I remember thanking her, like over and over, like, for saving my life. But really, I think it saved her life, more than mine, if you understand what I'm saying. Meaning, it changed her life, for the better. And I don't know, I think overall, that's how it is. But last motherfucker breathing. Be as wise as old Al. One blunt. Y'all check out this bitch. See y'all at the crossroads. And remember, you're not a voter. You're not a citizen. You're not a taxpayer. You're not a consumer. You're an American. Peace out.